My guest at this time is Frank Donatelli. He's the former political director in the Reagan White House and former deputy chairman of the Republican National Committee. He joins me now to discuss the disarray surrounding the opening of the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia, triggered by the WikiLeaks release of hacked DNC emails that detail active assistance of Hillary Clinton and opposition to Bernie Sanders during the Democratic primary season, Democratic officials giving orders to media organizations and putting together manufactured protests of Donald Trump rallies. And we still haven't even seen all the emails yet. And Frank, thanks very much for being with us.
Greg, great to be with you. Thanks.
Obviously, you're not totally objective here since you're a lifelong Republican. But what's the most damaging from what we know so far?
Well, I think given the cracks that appeared on the in the Republican convention last week, one of the things that the Democrats wanted to do in Philadelphia was to contrast what they would say would be Republican disarray with a smooth-running convention in Philadelphia. And what we've seen is, before the convention actually begins, that has not occurred because of the leaks that you're talking about. And the leaks are damning because the Clinton folks have worked very, very hard to get the Sanders people in the tent, and they finally got Sanders' endorsement, and so they thought that everything was put to bed. And lo and behold, this comes up and inflames all the Sanders delegates. And the fact is that Hillary Clinton does need the vast majority of those people to be elected president. So she still has some fence mending to do within her own party.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz is about to become the former Democratic Party chairwoman. She was supposed to still gavel in the convention. That eventually was pulled after the reaction she got at from her own Florida delegation this morning, which was not positive, to say the least. Then you had Bernie Sanders addressing his delegates on Monday and roundly cheered for most of it, but then loudly booed when he said it was still important for them to vote for Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine. So do you get the sense from your experience that this is something that's likely to spill over into the rest of the general election, or are these just people who are really mad right now, but ultimately most of them, or at least a good chunk of them, will ultimately fall in line?
The public polling right now suggests that both party nominees have work to do to get their party bases in line, which means at least 90% of their party supporters. And I don't think that either of the candidates are there right now. As far as Debbie Wasserman Schultz is concerned, take what I say with a grain of salt. But you ask virtually any Democrat in the know, and they'll tell you that the DNC has been vastly underperforming for 5-6 years now, the time that she's been chairman of the DNC. She has not been an effective chairman of the DNC, and the Obama folks didn't want to fire her, so they basically went around her and cut the DNC out of a lot of things. So I don't know that her leaving is probably good for their general election efforts. But the much bigger problem they have is the Bernie Sanders left-leaning Democrats who were suspicious of Hillary Clinton, and now that she's picked another moderate within the Democratic context, Tim Kaine, they're doubly suspicious of her.
Frank, this is obviously the Democrats' problem right now and not a Republican problem, but in a situation like this where all this stuff is coming out, and as we mentioned, more could still come out because more emails are still yet to be seen, how do you do damage control in this situation?
Well, I think what you're intimating is that you just don't know what's coming. So normally you can try to inoculate against bad stories by leaking them yourself and explaining them and trying to get ahead of the story. And, of course, you don't know what that's going to be right now because you don't know what the WikiLeaks people have. So I'm sure that their planners are very, very much on edge trying to anticipate what might be the case here. I think the only thing they can do is try to go forward, have a good convention, have good speakers, try to keep the place relatively harmonious, and then hope that Kaine and especially Clinton can deliver rousing performances in the last two nights.
However, the DNC was hacked, and the reports right now suggest that a lot of people think Russia had something to do with this and then gave the emails over to WikiLeaks. How much does this bring back the issue of Hillary Clinton and her unsecured server, even though she obviously won't face any criminal charges?
Well, you hear the Republicans bringing this up as to the question of if as you say, if they have the Democrat, if they could hack the Democratic and National Committee, why couldn't they hack her server? And you know, there is no real answer to that, but it does put the issue back front and center. Just as other Republican efforts to try to ask for a new investigation by the Justice Department and the FBI as to Secretary Clinton's statements before Congress, whether or not that constituted perjury. So the Republicans are doing everything they can to keep this issue alive. I would just note that the best thing that the Republicans have going for them is Hillary Clinton, who's an extraordinarily weak candidate, matched and exceeded only by the best thing Hillary Clinton has going for her, which is Donald Trump, who is even more unpopular. So you have two incredibly unpopular candidates, and it doesn't make for an edifying general election, Greg, where I think both candidates are going to try to take the easy way out and drive the other candidates' negatives even higher rather than talking about what they would do as president.
Are you surprised that in 2016, when nothing has gone according to script, that neither convention has gone according to script?
No, I guess not. It brings to mind the Seinfeld episode where George Costanza agrees to do the opposite. If all of your instincts are wrong, then doing the opposite must be right. That appears to be the case here in 2016. I'll tell you a couple of other, another wild card to take into consideration here is Gary Johnson, the Libertarian, he polled at 13 on the CNN survey. And as you know, you got to get to 15 to get into the debate. So he's not that far away. And if he were to get into the debates, it would make a very unpredictable situation, even more unpredictable if you had all three of them in the fall debates.
Frank, a couple of quick questions before we let you go. Number one, it appears from the polls, and you mentioned the CNN poll, that despite some of the disarray at the Republican convention with the rules fight and the Cruz non-endorsement, Trump still got somewhat of a bounce, not a historically huge bounce, but he still seems to be ahead in some of the polls I've seen. Would you assume that Hillary will get something similar?
I would, yes. In fact, I believe the conventions are so close together this time, Greg, I don't know why they, except to get some publicity, I guess, why you do a poll in the middle of the two conventions, because it'll be obsolete in 6 days. I think his speech was well received. Those speeches are almost always well received. It's, you know, you have a cheering crowd and you have a good stage, and it's at the end of a long commercial for your party. So it's rare that you don't get some bounce, and he got some bounce, and so I'm sure they're happy about that. But I would wait until a week from today when you've had both conventions, and then we'll see where we are.
Frank, I know you're excited about this time every year, but given the unpopularity of the candidates and the disarray of the conventions, I'm guessing you're more excited than usual for the start of NFL training camp.
Well, as I say, look, it's not a great thing to say, because presidential elections are the one opportunity for the whole country to hear from your potential president and try to get some idea of what he or she is going to do. And it is depressing for a lot of us to look forward to 4 months of 30-second hit ads on the part of both candidates. So, the candidate, I just say to your listeners that you got to work extra hard to try to figure out what the candidates will do and not be satisfied with just hearing the negative commercials. Our country faces terrible problems, and I don't think it's too much to ask both candidates to take a little time to tell us how they would try to address the problems that we have right now.
Well, we'll see if they do that. As you mentioned earlier, it seems like
hope springs eternal.
The idea on both sides is to drive up the other's negatives. Frank, thanks very much for being with us.
Okay, Greg, nice to talk to you.
Frank Donatelli, former political director for President Reagan, former deputy chairman of the Republican National Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.